You're listening to The Spectrum, Lab Library, and Ivory Coast Media Production. Thanks for tuning in to The Spectrum once again. We will continue our discussion on living your dreams, but before we get into it, I want to let you know about our special guest coming next week, author Elaine Mackis, PhD. She will discuss her new book, A Young Man on the Front Line, Lessons of War, as we spend time honoring our warriors who have sacrificed so much for the liberties we enjoy and perhaps take for granted. Also remember that your feedback is important to me, so please reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. I want to know what you think, want to know what you are feeling about our topics, and even if you'd like to be a guest or share your ideas on the show, reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. All right, let's get into our topic for today. We're talking about big dreams, talking about living your dreams. But today, the emphasis is on the following. And that is, when it comes to living your dreams and manifesting your dreams, it is important to understand that passion does not equal ability. I'm going to say that again. Passion does not equal ability. Just because you're passionate about something doesn't mean you're good at it. Some people are passionate about cooking. They love to watch all the cooking shows, but despite that, some people just can't cook. It's not their gift. They haven't been gifted to cook, but they keep trying to cook. They keep cooking and they keep getting people to sample whatever it is they're whipping up, and people are spitting it out. They don't want to eat it because it doesn't taste good. It's important to understand that you must marry passion with ability. I'm going to say that one more time. You must marry passion with ability. So that's why I say do what seems effortless, not necessarily what you have a passion for. We can have a passion for a lot of things, designing clothes. We might even have a passion for going to the moon, outer space, or whatever. But we got to know what our particular gifts are and work with what we have been given by God. Now, while I don't believe you should depend on anyone to tell you what your destiny is, I do believe that people you encounter will confirm your gift or gifts by virtue of demand. Do people ask you to do what you do? Do they request? For example, I just talked about cooking. Let's say you like to bake. Now, if you are really good at baking and people taste your product, they're going to want more. If you do a fantastic job making cakes, designing cakes, some people, I've seen some fantastic designs of cakes and just really magnificent. Is there a demand for what you do, or do people place a demand? Because people don't place a demand on that does not meet their needs. There's an expression that I've heard used in the marketplace, and we're talking about the marketplace because living your dreams is about a lot of things, but it happens in the marketplace. That's bringing your gifts and talents to the marketplace where you make it happen. So you want to bring your seed and not your need. Bring your seed and not your need. Once again, You don't have to depend on anyone else to tell you what your destiny is, but people will confirm it. They will let you know by virtue of their requesting the service of what you do. It's really that simple. It's not rocket science. And since I mentioned it, you either have a clear aptitude for understanding that brand of science or you don't. There's no in-between when it comes to understanding rocket science. But what are you good at? I mean, what are you really good at? What is it that you do that you could almost do with your eyes closed? And what is it that you would do for free? What is that thing? Well, that thing that you spend your time doing that is effortless, more than likely, it's a gift that you have, and you want to cultivate that gift. Never in my life have I ever seen anyone storm out of a room and pout because they were informed that rocket science is not a career path for you. Nobody gets upset about, oh, you're not a rocket scientist. Oh, what do you mean I'm not a rocket scientist? Well, okay, they just kind of move on and go on to the next thing. They don't pout about it. They don't get upset because you insulted me. What do you mean I'm not a rocket scientist just because I don't understand simple math? Let me give you another example. There are people passionate about singing while clearly lacking the gift to do so will plug their ears and sing, la, 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 you're so dumb because you can't see that I'm a great singer. You can't see the great singer that I am. American Idol auditions have served as the perfect platform for the world to meet people convinced that they can sing, only to have four people on a panel concur that the contestant will not bring joy to a stadium full of people waiting to be inspired by someone that is truly gifted with the voice of an angel. They're saying, that's not you. And it's kind of amusing to watch that happen, to watch people believe that they can sing. I mean, with all of their heart, they are convinced that they are that there's nobody that sings better, and get upset when people do not agree with them. Well, there's a reason. It's not hard to hear a cat screeching and understand that that's not a pleasant sound. It's not a mental leap to understand. The sound of a dog howling is not something you want to listen to for an extended period of time. That's just not the way it is. What am I saying? Well, I think it's obvious what I'm saying. I just want to reemphasize that as you pursue living and manifesting your dreams, that you must truly understand and be honest about your gifts and abilities. And you have to learn to listen. You have to learn to listen to things that are sometimes unpleasant. You know what? Life's too short for spinning your wheels trying to do something. It's been proven you don't have the grace to do. It's just too short. It's just too frustrating. There's something about the truth that when you face the truth in yourself, then it allows you to get past those things that are not beneficial to you as it relates to living the type of lifestyle that you want, based on the gifts that are inside of you. You don't want to spend time trying to cultivate something that you really don't have the aptitude to do. why not focus on what you do really well? And when the way you understand that you do something really well is other people let you know. It's just that simple. Other people will let you know. You don't even have to ask. When you do something well, people will acknowledge it. Realizing your dreams in real time requires more of us than wishful thinking and hoping. You've got to do something. Life's not just for sitting up hoping and wishing. You got to get involved. I believe one of the most powerful and necessary character traits a person must have in their quest, on their journey to manifesting their dreams, is honesty. That's a very important character trait. Not just with other people, not just being honest with other people, but with yourself. When you are honest with yourself concerning what you are capable of, dream building becomes far more efficient and productive because you're not majoring in minor issues. Once again, you're not majoring in minor issues. Another character trait that I think is really paramount to success is courage. Multimillionaire business coach Ken Brown says it this way: scared money can't make money. Scared money can't make money. You've got to have the intestinal fortitude to invest in and sweat for your goals. See, we love to be inspired. We love the stories of people that overcame the odds. But we'd like to avoid all of that work and just go right to the prize. Go right straight to the millions of dollars just showing up magically in our bank accounts. But guess what? That's not how it works. Without courage, you may as well remain seated, because courage is the one quality that will lift you past the challenges you will face on your journey to fulfilling your highest aspirations. Now, here's a story I heard told by personal development speaker Jim Rohn. I won't tell it word for word, but I will share the core ideas, and I believe you'll find it useful. At least that is my hope, is that you will find this information useful. It's called The Four Ifs That Make Life Worthwhile. The Four Ifs That Make Life Worthwhile. Number one, life is worthwhile if you learn. You've got to have information. You've got to have information to be able to build your dreams properly. Because there's nothing worse than being stupid. Unless you're broke. Broke and stupid. Now that's really bad. Now what's really, really bad is if you're sick. Sick, broke, and stupid. That's really a negative life to live. Sick, broke, and stupid. You can't really fall much farther than that unless you're ugly. Now that is the ultimate negative life. Ugly, sick, broke, and stupid. Trust me when I tell you, information is key. You must be informed. You must inform yourself. You must learn. You must learn yourself. You must learn other people. You must learn life itself. But life is worthwhile if you learn. Number two, life is worthwhile if you try. You can't know your true potential unless you get out there and try it. There's nothing complicated about that. You can't sit there and think about it. You got to get out there and give it a shot. You got to step up to the plate and take a swing. It doesn't matter if you strike out. What is important is that you step up and that you try and that you continue to try. Number three, life is worthwhile if you care. If you care at all, you can get some results. Just a little bit. I mean, if you just care a little bit, you can get some results. If you care enough, you can get extraordinary results. So cultivate your caring character. Number four, life is worthwhile if you stay. Some people quit when things get a little hot and uncomfortable in the field. But if you want to reap the harvest in the fall, you've got to persevere during the summer. You've got to stick it out. You've got to find a way to endure the heat and continue to protect and cultivate your garden. Don't give up in the middle of what you're doing. See it through. That's an abbreviated version, but I hope you get the point. Number one, life is worthwhile if you learn. Number two, life is worthwhile if you try. Number three, life is worthwhile if you care. And number four, it's worthwhile if you stay. My final point on today's subject matter is this. If you're really serious about manifesting your dreams, you need a coach. Yes, you need a coach. A coach can save you years of fruitless effort and frustration. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Someone has 20 years of experience. 20 years of ups and downs, 20 years of mistakes and triumphs, mountaintop experiences, valley experiences, the whole gamut. And you have the opportunity to be mentored, to be coached by such an individual. That will take years of mistakes off of your dream building process. Absolutely years of frustration that you can avoid by benefiting from someone else's knowledge, information, and wisdom. So if you're serious about manifesting your dreams, you need a coach that can guide you through the path. Imagine if you were going on a hike, you wouldn't go hiking through a land that you have never been to. At least I hope you wouldn't. Because the person that's been there, they know the terrain. They know where the holes are. They know where the places that exist, where the cliffs are, where you could fall over or fall off the cliff. A guide is going to save you a lot of misfortune. So, once again, if you are serious about manifesting your dreams, hire a coach. I know that personally for me, it has made a tremendous difference in my own life. So that's why I can recommend it to you, because I've experienced it myself. Ready to take your dreams to the next dimension? DM me on Facebook or Instagram, and let's get you connected with the right people and resources to make your dreams manifest. You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.